Once Narada Muni asked Krishna, where can we always meet you? And Krishna said, I am not living in the hearts of the yogis, nor do I even reside in my own divine abode, Vaikuntha always. But I am always there where my devotees gather together and sing my holy names. When we hear this, one side in us may say, how nice. But the other side, the unconverted skeptic in us might say, yeah, but if Krishna says he is there amongst the devotees who sing, we sing here, show me Krishna please, where is Krishna? Krishna, you are promising one thing, it is there in the Padma Purana, it's a scriptural quote, but we miss your absence dearly in our kirtans. We would like that you are present in our kirtans. Now, this is a grave question which needs to be addressed and solved. In the 10th canto, Krishna speaks to the gopis. He says, my dear gopis, those who engage in sadhana, spiritual practices, like Naam Kirtan, chanting the holy names, with a wish to attain me, for them I'm hiding myself, I'm not present. Such sadhakas will then understand, oh, it is because of my offenses. It is because of my own weaknesses that the Lord has not yet chosen to appear before me. Oh, I am very wretched and I feel very fallen. Then Krishna continues, if my devotees get this feeling in their hearts, the feeling of sincere dhainya, humility, or feeling unsuccessful, even wretched, then this will burn away this feeling, any remaining impurities in the heart, so that I, full of brilliance, will appear before them. This is confirmed. And as far as those who are already Premi Bhaktas, they have already love of Godhead, even for them I sometimes don't appear, I'm not visible, in order to make their love even more intense in that mood of separation. So today is a day set aside for us to chant Krishna's holy name. Chant the holy name in a mood of since this which is expressed, and Krishna will certainly appear. He's already making some very good arrangements. He's bringing us under one tent. There is no place to go. Then there's a beautiful darshan, Padahari, have you seen? Just there, Giriraj is there. It is a very good sign. On the way here, His Holiness Dhanuda Maharaj shared with me that in Braj, even obstacles, like this is a slight weather obstacle. Actually, I'm a rain child. I like rain more than anything else, but I understand not everyone is a rain child. So yes, at least we were driven out of Surabikund. What Dhanuradha Maharaj said, an obstacle in Braj is something which brings us more together in Krishna consciousness. And he said, when Krishna steps on a thorn, this is an obstacle in the walking pleasure, then this is a very good, because Krishna can stop and then take care of the thorn. And look at Srimati Radharani yet another time, and steal yet another furtive glance in her direction. So obstacles, like for instance illnesses, diseases, toilet problems, rainstorms, all have their little part to do. When it is personal pain, then a lot of karma goes. If it is a rainstorm, I don't want to interpret it. I think it, for me, it brings us more together. It feels more homey here, isn't it? It feels homey. Having said this, I wish you a wonderful Kirtan day, and with great joy and affection and a smile in my heart, I would like to sing that to welcome our Brother Hari Prabhu here. I don't know if you will sing the Rain Raga, who has made it here to join us for this wonderful Kirtan day. We are extremely grateful. He has just accompanied His Holiness Indra Yamuna Maharaj with his beautiful kirtans throughout the very successful Braj Parikrama of our Indra Yamuna Maharaj, and he has been in Kuru Kshetra. Some artists are applauding here. Krishna himself is applauding him with thunderclaps, claps, and a wonderful rain melody. So let us lovingly welcome him by calling out Gaura Premanandi! Hare Krishna!